Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A note to the airlines, as I am racked with guilt here in South Florida because I have moved further away from my dear Mamo, who is up in Boston. Give a brother a break. That's what I'm saying to the
airlines. They should comp you?
I just want a little. I'm talking about general prices, and you know, I just like a little bit of a break, especially when our good friends at, as Oscar's mom would call them, Het Blue. Het Blue, when they say, check out our $59 special one way, and you get all excited. And then by the time you get done investigating when you want to fly, with a little bit of flexibility, I should add.
Sure.
It ends up being $350 one way, last I checked was $700 per person, which last I checked is $1,400 for two people, even with the baby in the lap. And I'm sorry, that is that, you know, for a 3-hour flight, that to me is just a little crazy. It's gone a little bit nuts. And I really want to have this pipeline, you know, up to my family. I need that. And it's kind of frustrating. So that is just a little word to the airlines today, because I know I'm not the only one who probably has experienced this with your local airlines.
But we've discussed that you're only about 700 more miles away. Does it really make, if you were still living here, would the airfare be cheaper?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, based on the amount of time, I mean, I think it would be a little bit cheaper, but not a lot. It's just I don't mind that their prices are their prices. You can either afford to fly, or in my case, you can't. But the fact is, when you're getting an email that says, hey, spring, it's time to fly. Here's the deal. Book before April 29th and look at the deal we're going to give you. And then you get into that. And as soon as you get into that, it is
airfare.
It is the very sad little airfare sound. And it's it's kind of a drag. And, you know, I think the reason I want to go visit my 93-year-old mom is because I talked to her on Saturday. And for one of the very few times in my life, she was a little down.
Really?
She was a little bit. She sounded
that's not
a
in her
little
nature.
Bit down. Well, what they've got, and this happens in the folks' homes.
Yes.
You shouldn't laugh about
Mike,
this.
Mike, if you make a joke about hiding the Easter eggs, I'm going to hit you right in the eye.
They get the flu, and they go on a complete and total lockdown.
Yeah, it's they like, want to spread.
Like on a and cruise.
It's exactly like a cruise. And I said to her, I said, what's going on? They've locked Elizabeth in her room. That's her friend. And
are you
they've
sure
locked
that
Elizabeth
to do
in her
the,
room.
Does that have to do with the flu? Or is that more about Elizabeth?
She's a troublemaker.
I have no idea. All I know is my mom's middle name is Elizabeth, and I'm glad they didn't get confused. And she said, and they've shut down, they said they've locked several of the residents in, and they've shut down the salad bar.
Wow. And then they said, Mike, send vodka.
Send lots of vodka. Send Jimmy's favorite. I'll give him a plug. Tito's vodka.
Oh, Tito's.
Wow, that sounds
fan
great.
Favorite.
Is that what you bought after he came in on the show yesterday and said, you're out of beer?
You know, what's interesting is I'm not plying Jimmy with any more booze. That's just the way it is.
Is that why he left the house?
That's why he's not here today.
I'm out of here.
Jimmy's on a motorcycle today visiting friends, and we're hooking up later on today, so we're going to do that. And Jimmy wants Jimmy cannot understand. And listen, I love what I do. I truly do. And I, when we start with the microphones open, we give you a spirited, delightful, abbreviated show, which I consider a 90-minute show an abbreviated show.
Sure.
It's 90 minutes. But, you know, everything else that goes along with it, there are many, many hours, as Mr. Santana can attest, as I can attest, there are many more hours that go into it. And
not
the fact
me.
Is.
Yeah, don't
I
forget
can,
about Rob.
Not you, Rob.
No.
But the fact is. Well, Rob makes the commute, so yeah. we got to give him credit for that. But the fact is,
wait a second,
Jimmy
that's
doesn't
it?
Get. Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
All right, I'll take it. You know, I didn't think I'd get that.
Jimmy doesn't understand, and he really doesn't. Like a toddler woman wouldn't that I'm working. He doesn't get it, and he said, so where are we going to meet with my buddy? I said, I'll ride the bike down to the beach, and I'll see you, and I'll meet you, and we'll have a drink at the beach, and then I got to get back. He's like, well, what about a nice ride? I said, Jimmy, I am not on vacation.
Oh, this is
I know you're down
the
here
show.
With Pop. And I'm realizing, Oscar, I'm suddenly realizing, when you move to a vacation paradise,
sure. Everybody thinks you're on vacation.
Everybody that rolls in here, they're on vacation. Yeah. So this is something psychologically, I'm going to have the patter ready. I'm going to have exactly what I need to say ready so I can communicate to people that, hey, I'm really glad I'm here. I'm really glad I live in this environment, but I don't know how to communicate to people. And with Jimmy, he was going to pick up his rental motorcycle.
Oh, God.
After he rode my bicycle, my little motorcycle. He rode it down, not my bicycle. He rode the motorcycle, 700 miles?
Yes.
Yeah.
He rode, what do you think he wanted to do? We took him to the bike rental, the motorcycle rental store today. He has rented a bike for $100 for 24 hours.
You know what, Mike?
Because he wants to ride some more.
He's a toddler.
He's a toddler.
He is the equivalent of the 3-year-old that his hands have turned to prunes.
That's
that
right.
That he won't get out of the pool.
And exactly.
It's like he's in physical pain from being in the water. And what does he want to do? He wants to be in the water.
And you know, I'm a lot of things, and one of them is filled with great joy. Thank you. Thank you very much. And
this man is lying.
Jimmy said to me, as I'm dropping him off at the rental thing, after we, I got my wife and my son up at, I was up at 6:45 prepping the show today.
Right.
Then I got my son up at about 7:30, 7:40, and he's with me. And I said, Carla, you know, she was wiped out with all the stuff she was doing. I said, listen, I'll take you out to breakfast. Went out to breakfast and knocked on Jimmy's door, and we had to wait because Jimmy was sleeping. And we came back at 9:45. And Jimmy was getting up and getting things straightened. And then I took Jimmy to his bike rental shop. And the last words he said, so where do you want to go this afternoon? I said, I want to meet you and your friend, get on my motorcycle, turn around and come back home because I'm working tomorrow.
And
Jimmy.
And to be clear, isn't Jimmy's bedroom doubling as the studio?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean,
yes.
So when
and
he's
so,
in there.
So, you know, forget the fact that everything that I print for the show, I have to now file because Jimmy is snoozing in his alcoholic stupor from the night before. So that's it. I'm so glad he's not here. I'm able to vent this right now. But he's
he'll
a
never
friend.
Hear this.
No.
No. He's
the best
listening.
Of friends.
Cappy, he's probably streaming it on his motorcycle right now.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know,
incidentally, Cappy Pfeiffer, our good friend Yay! Cappy Pfeiffer is here.
Thank you.
I will give her a proper introduction in a few moments here, but Cappy is here. It is so frustrating for me to get through because I've said it to him on numerous occasions, but he doesn't seem to track with it.
You know, my father, he primarily listens to the show, but when he heard Jimmy in studio with you yesterday, he ran to the video feed because he wanted to see him tugging on your headphone cable. And I know we don't cater to the Ustream, but can you do the impression that you did for us of what it's like to have Jimmy behind you with your headphone cable hanging
down?
Okay,
for the Ustreamers, this will be, and it was, Rob, it was a mic cable.
But,
using my headphone cable, but it was a mic cable that was around and it was resting over my neck.
Right.
And this is what I felt during the show. Because he twitches and jumps around like seriously,
well, he's
on some sort of amphetamine binge. And it's frustrating for me. And but we took him to a Buffalo restaurant yesterday.
Nice.
And he went out of his mind.
He's jumping around.
Of course I love him. I love him. I like him. He's wonderful. But he has to be managed. Like so many other people I love, Oscar.
Like
he has to be managed.
And did you feel when you were going into the Buffalo-themed restaurant that it was like taking someone to a methadone clinic?
He needed a fix,
I'm sure. And did he complain and how he could fix the place?
No, Jimmy's a positive guy. He's not like Mike O'Mara. He's not like somebody who always says, you know, man, look at that. Oh, look at me. Yeah, like
right?
that. He feels unbridled joy for others, and he's looking, he goes, look at the Doug Flutie jersey. look at the Jim Gill, that's Ryan Miller's jersey. Look at this. And it says, and then he said, oh, I got to take a picture under King of the Wings with a frown on my face. So he goes under the King of the Wings picture, and then he takes his picture that goes,
sad face.
And he does that. But getting back to, I don't know how I got on this beat because I'm talking about my mom. I will leave you with a joke told by my mother, my dear, sweet mother.
Excellent.
And this was relayed to her from my mom's wheelhouse. This is my mom's kind of entertainment. Ellen DeGeneres.
Nice. Oh, excellent. You know, I've heard your mom tell jokes before on speakerphone. You've actually had her entertain me before.
Right.
She has a wonderful way with a joke, so I'm excited to hear this.
The joke goes like this. A young person's talking about her grandmother. She said, my grandmother is wonderful. She, at 60 years old, she started working, walking 5 miles a day. My wonderful grandmother, 60 years old, started walking 5 miles a day. She is now 94 years old, and we don't know where she is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I realize that you are most likely the product of lower class inbreeding, but perhaps you could help me.
Oh, gosh, I certainly hope so. You know what you are? You're one of those little fancy lads, aren't you? Boy, you're cute. Okay. Gosh, what a sweet little outfit. Is it your little spring outfit? No. You know, you remind me of my niece Sally. Lovely girl. She's a dietitian. Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
No, I don't want to buy a monkey.
Are you sure?
No, I'm on my way. Your family must be very proud of you.
All right, we'll see you, honey.
Well, I probably should hurry, shouldn't I? Because they're going to start the banquet soon. Oh. And I must tell you, I'm famished.
Well, why wouldn't you be? Big girls have big appetites, don't they?
Listen, do yourself a favor. Don't let them give you any of that flank steak bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Try the London broil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Sure.
I shall do it.
Pamper yourself.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, I must tell you. For a yellow-eyed, gamey-smelling lowlife, you really have quite a decent heart about you, sir. I am going to be on my way.
Okay, good for you.
Yep, off I go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, have a good trip, Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Think about me, all right? oh, man, do I hate them fancy lads.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting all over the planet. We're powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 23 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Tom Suter, congratulations on that royal straight flush at the casino.
Did he really?
What? Yeah, he took a picture of his slot and showed
Did
it on
he
the
really?
Yeah,
how much?
Wow. I don't know. He didn't show the payout, but I'm not sure he was
winner?
Paying five. I don't
Who's
think he was
the
playing
big
the $5 slots.
At the casino,
Tom
Suter.
Yay, hey, Tommy.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Now, you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep and how great Carla sleeps as well. We both adore it. Exclusive dual air technology makes it the perfect bed for couples because each side adjusts to the perfect level of firmness. Your Sleep Number setting. Talked about Carla's being a 75 and or sometimes a 70. I've been hanging in there at a 60 and I'm loving it. It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and remove any distress you have with your back, and it will improve your sleep quality as well. Maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? I don't think you can.
No, put a value on your health.
What's that, Rob?
Put a value on your health, Mike.
You should, absolutely. Now introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with queen mattresses starting at only $699, featuring the latest innovations comfortably priced. Hurry into a Sleep Number store where queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, save $300 on the all-new C4 queen mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. This is not one where we want you to use the TMOS code. Just tell them Mike O'Mara. Put them in the I'm in their system now. So that's what you do. Hopefully, if you buy yourself a brand new Sleep Number bed, and you will love it. Got some Sleep Number bedding delivered to the house yesterday, and we're very, very excited because with the dual layer technology and the little adjustable bed we have in our P6 model.
Yes.
We actually move up and down, you know, with a little backrest, and it's just It's the greatest bet in the world. So I absolutely love it. I really do. So get involved with that today. I want to welcome someone into the studio who's near and dear to our hearts. You hear every day, I say, the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios or the Pfeifferplex Studios. And Cappy Pfeiffer, our good friend, is here.
Yay! Thank you.
She is with us on the show today. She is visiting friends here in Washington, D.C., her friends and our friends as well. And we are very, very happy to have her here.
Thank you.
Cappy, great to have you in from California.
That's great to be here. And the studio is fantastic.
Oh, happy you like it.
Fantastic.
That is a labor of love from Oscar Santana, who worked very, very hard. And Oscar also, you know, one of the things that I talk about Oscar all the time is when he's not just relentlessly diminishing me in every way that he possibly can.
He has a tone, Mike. He has a tone.
Did he have it turned on today? Did he have it turbocharged on me today with Cappy in the studio?
Well, yesterday was Big O and Dukes.
That's it.
Oh, it's Wednesday Oscar. Wednesday, yeah.
It's the Wednesday. I
didn't
want to
change anything.
It's Wednesday Oscar. And the best way, this is not exactly what he said, but this is how it would be like, well, Mike, I said, man, it's so dark in here. The lighting seems terrible. Well, that little thing in back of you on the walls called a light switch. You might want to try to turn that on.
Not true.
My favorite moment, and I was part of it.
I gotta go pick something up at the store. Well, that little thing in your driveway—it's a car. Why don't you get into it and drive 5 minutes down the road?
I think the great capping moment of the whole setup was when you said, "I just feel like I should be louder down here," and Oscar said, "Turn your headphones up."
Yeah, turn your headphones up. Yeah. The headphones that sit on your head have a volume control.
You turn that up,
and it'll get louder.
It's sheer jealousy on my part. You're living the dream.
I am not living. And you're going to have to stop that. I will tell you, I am living in a blissful place where I've wanted to be. We are very, very happy down here. But the fact is, as I explained in the opening segment of the show, the show is number one priority. That's what I do here. And I'm very lucky to be able to do this.
Yes.
That's where the lucky part comes in.
Again, you are very lucky, and it's wonderful that we have this technology. It's funny that Cappy's sitting here, and she's looking at you like you're in the room.
Yeah.
And when you look at her, you look down at her.
He always has.
That's how wonderful the technology is.
It really is. When I see your face isolated on the monitor, Mike, you almost look like Mike Brady at the beginning of the Brady Bunch, where you could look up and see Carol. And look, you just saw Marsha and Greg, and there's Bobby, and there's Jan. And have you ever thought about when they had to bring the Bradys in to film that open?
Oh, yeah.
And there's just some dick director saying, okay, look up, smile.
Yeah.
Look to your left, smile. Because I hate to break it to you, the Bradys aren't actually there in that grid.
What?
Right, yeah, right. They're not there. It's totally fictitious. So yesterday, I give Jimmy a hard time, but Jimmy was very helpful where we were tweaking the studio, and I'm continuing on the Handyman Express.
Now, what did he possibly do?
I have not gotten any professional help. Well, what we did yesterday was it's not plugged in right now because I got to do some cable running today, but we have a monitor in here, and unfortunately when we have days like today where Oscar hit me to the fact that, another school tragedy, I like to keep CNN on in here when we're doing the show so that we can be fleet of foot and, just for... As we tape this, apparently it is 12:40 Eastern time on April 9th. And Oscar, what is the very latest going on with that school stabbing? Because it's just a nightmarish situation.
In a Pittsburgh area school, we've got 20 wounded in school stabbing at a high school. Looks like a sophomore is in custody, a male sophomore. 7 of those are in critical condition of those victims. 20 of them are students. One is a faculty member. And unfortunately for everybody involved, the authorities got there as soon as they could, and none of the critical injuries are expected to be life-threatening. So,
the sophomore with the knife was subdued by a faculty member,
Two
right?
knives. It's alleged. Wow. We don't have those details yet.
All right.
Man, oh, man. So I have the monitor system in here for, just knowing what's going on. We used to like to have that. I think, Rob, we worked for 15 years in radio before they finally decided to spring and get us a television monitor to let us know what's going on.
Well,
in the world.
CBS always thought TV was the enemy.
They thought anything that would be benefit us in any way was the enemy.
When you turned your camera during a setup today, do you have stuff taped to a window? You have some copy over to your left.
Yeah, you want a tour?
Yeah, I would love it.
You want a tour? I will pan around here so that you can see what's going on, and you'll notice that I actually
put a suction cup on the window.
That's smart.
That's how
look
I do
you.
It.
handyman.
We can come out here if you'll notice.
That wasn't a tone.
That was a tone.
There you go.
Living the dream, Mike. Around.
There's Jimmy's bed.
Oh, and there's the vacuum from Manassas.
There, there it is. Yeah, there's the vacuum that I have. And now we'll go out a little further, and I'll turn over here and see. There's the door.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Mic stand right there. How
good
do you
stuff.
Like that?
That's love
and,
that.
Now we've got over here. This is where we'll be communicating with London.
Okay, he's right doing Dave Garraway. Mike,
Dave Garraway.
You mustn't do a show just for me.
and then I can pull away like this, you see.
Look at that.
So what you're saying,
it's like
Mike,
a still cam.
It's a fully functioning newsroom that we're broadcasting.
It's a fully functioning newsroom that we have in my home in Florida.
And how does Frankie get in?
Frankie will be rearing his little bastard head later in the show, Cappy, because Frankie likes Florida, too, and he had a wonderful way of letting the O'Mara family know.
Oh, no.
Do they go out near the crocodile den at all?
Crocodile den. I didn't realize
crocodile
he had an entire den.
That's the famous crocodile den. You know,
Mike O'Mara's
where you sit there and go,
crocodile den.
Crocodile den. Come here, Frankie, in here. So Jimmy and I yesterday went to buy a monitor, and for under $200, we got a 29-inch color RCA monitor, and I sounded like I belonged here more than anybody else when I went up to the counter. And I said to the young man, no, he was not a young man. He was a guy probably in his mid-40s.
Okay.
And I said to him, it still amazes me that I just, I should do the old man. It amazes me that I bought a 29-inch television screen and I'm carrying it with one hand. And you know, anybody under the age of 30 that heard me say that before?
What's he talking about?
But I'm still. Rob, you're old enough to remember. Do you remember those 35-inch Mitsubishis?
Do you know that about a year and a half ago, I had a 36-inch high-def Sony Trinitron TV that I literally could not give away. I couldn't give it away.
Right.
I put it on Craigslist. I said, if you come and get it, you can have it. And
you
people,
don't. You see them all over. You see in
you
a community
can.
Like this, you see hundreds of these sets that people put out because no one takes them. Nobody. People take anything. In my old neighborhood in Manassas, I could put anything out on the street. I could put a half-eaten donut out on the street.
Yeah,
it would
right.
last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I put a regular-sized television with the tube in
tube
the back
set,
out on the street. That's going to sit there until the Ice Age. It returns. It's not going to be taken at all. But we did that, and then...
Will you entertain one old man question? Because you said it was an RCA that you bought.
Yes.
Did you say
I bought an RCA. It was on sale.
Did you say, made in America?
Only by American.
I said, boy, you know, young man, why is this RCA Victor set on sale? Does it still work with the tubes? Is that the way it goes? Thank you.
Get it on and watch Gunsmoke.
And I got a wall mount unit, and then the one other tool that I got was, Oscar knows about this, I got the circular saw drill bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That attaches to the power drill so that I can, you know, burrow holes in the wall to run cable for
what
the
diameter?
Home studio.
That's a set.
Two and a quarter inches.
That's a perfect set. That's
is
nice.
Is your sister's friend visiting? Is that what you're drilling holes in the walls.
Oh, that's right. The hand drill. You pervert.
Hey,
I remember
Cappy.
That.
All right. I'd like Ms. Pfeiffer's microphone to be turned off at this point, please.
Yes, you've been demoted to half level.
That's true.
Kind of worth flying in, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I thought so.
You know, Cap, I remember when Cappy used to come in the studio. I remember it was all sweetness and light. And, you know, she did. Now it's like, yeah, drilling holes. Yeah. Thanks for remembering. That's terrific.
The old drilling holes with a hand drill bit that Mike used to do.
Here all week.
And I think Cappy, it's nice. That's the way you sign your photos now, isn't it? Thanks for remembering.
Thanks for remembering. That's exactly what it is. Cappy, if I was to, you know, for the purposes of what you had just mentioned, if I was to use a 2 1/4 diameter, I'm afraid I might scare the neighbors with that one. You know, not only would they see the naked eye, but they would see a good portion of the upper part of my face.
Say.
You know, that's not what your modern peep wants to do in that particular situation. You know, just be kind of like...
Oh yeah.
Extreme close up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
You could not
like
remain clandestine that way. Your nose would come through.
So we got the wall mount unit, and pretty heavy duty thing for TV. Rob, you know, I remember it was 6 months ago that I said to you, can you help me mount the wall mount, because I was so ridiculously non-handy.
Right.
And the fact is that, you know, I was able to pull that off with Jimmy's help. Jimmy, it turns out, is not handy at all. Jimmy's
really?
Comment was, yeah, Jimmy is not handy. I know that might shock you.
Let me ask you a question. Is it? Would you attribute it to a lack of focus or perhaps just the shakiness?
Jimmy, as we mentioned, is the toddler.
Of course.
Jimmy likes to likes people. He chatted up everybody we saw yesterday. That's what he did. I found out last night when I said I'm going to need a hand with some of this stuff that he's not really handy. But when he was there, he was my assistant. He was there to hand me all the hardware that I needed to put this thing on.
But he'd been drinking all morning.
Yeah, but he stopped. No, he didn't stop. He went. We went to the restaurant and he continued to have it. Well, they had Labatt's Blue at this Buffalo
on
restaurant.
Special. Hey, it's a Buffalo beer.
So he drank there. And then we were in the studio last night and got everything hooked up, and I haven't finished yet. I got a long way to go, but you know, the magic of the wall bracket, and I'm very, very kind of pleased that without anybody assisting me.
Did you use a stud sensor?
I did not.
How did you find where to put the holes for your mounting bracket?
Well, the blessing that I have down here, Rob, is that the
new construction.
Yeah,
the shelving that I have down here, and Oscar remembers it.
Yeah.
Oscar and I really, it's all plywood, and it's kind of it's heavy
thick,
duty
though.
Plywood,
thick,
and
it's
thick, so it's kind of like everything that you screw into or drill through is kind of like a stud.
Oh, so you actually have all wood to choose from.
I've got
yeah, he
wood
doesn't go into the wall. He goes into the shelving.
Oh, okay. That's excellent.
I go into the shelving, and so you can use a wood screw, and it works. That's what the microphones are mounted on, and that's what the TV monitor is mounted on. And
you are
having a pretty good time. I wouldn't have even been able to have this discussion with you 6 months ago.
You are so truly
it's just
blessed.
Like a stud. You know, it's got the same. Yes, I am very blessed. Thank you very much. Do we have to break now?
We do.
I have to drill some holes in the wall. Do a look in the bathroom at people.
Hey, baby.
Pfeiffer. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A soft as summer rain that don't in love with shade. That's all.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our Amazon page. You know, Amazon is the best way to buy anything, Rob Spiewak.
I buy everything there. I bought, you know what? I bought a stud sensor at Amazon when I hung my television.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Yes.
Spring is here, and Amazon has everything you need to enjoy warm weather.
Yes.
And speaking of hot, check out the new Amazon Fire TV. It is a tiny box that plugs right into your HD TV. It is the easiest way to enjoy all of your favorite subscription and streaming services. Like Hulu Plus, another fine sponsor of Mike O'Mara's show.
Hulu Plus.
At only $99, you'll love it. And you can only get it at Amazon. Plus, Amazon has Easter baskets, Easter candy, Easter eggs, Easter lilies, even chocolate carrots that everybody will enjoy. A good friend of mine from Leesburg once said to me that Christ is risen, but Amazon always has the lowest prices in town. Our Amazon portal, the best way to easily support the show. They have everything. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. That's where you go. That's MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Welcome back to the show. Cappy Pfeiffer is sitting in with us for a couple of days from California. Cappy is a huge supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show. Got us off the ground and continues to support the show on a daily basis.
Yay, Cappy.
And we are so grateful
you.
For that.
Love
He's
this
one of
show.
Our dear, dear, dear friends. And people ask me all the time, how come Cappy gets to come in and sit on the show? Because she does. Shut up. Don't ask me that again. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
And that's usually how you answer me.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Can I come in?
Special
Shut
privilege.
Up.
Yes, special privileges don't in any way, when those microphones are open, mean I'm going to treat her any differently.
No, no.
Especially when she talks about, you know, rekindling a horrible, horrifying memory from my distant past.
Dusting it up.
You were one of you guys was gonna ask me something, I forgot, or pointed at me or whatever.
No, I was actually gonna think about I was thinking about you earlier this morning, trying to figure out, you know, your day and your routine is a little different simply because you're moving in.
Yes.
And our time shift has changed and it'll evolve back to what it used to be, like
exactly.
10:30 spot.
Yeah, we're
going to
be doing
start,
the shows earlier, so they'll be available earlier for upload, because right now for all the people that are hanging on getting these downloads each day, we should point out that you know, we try to get everybody in there and up and running by about 11 o'clock, and then we do have technical run-throughs because we do pride ourselves on everything sounding good and being seamless, and that takes some time when you're setting up brand new studios.
Yeah, and also you have a pub owner living in your studio.
Yes,
so that also slows things down.
That slows things down, but that got my motorcycle down here, so I'm very happy
about
that.
What I wanted to ask you is, are you settling in at all?
Not yet, no, okay. Not even close. I mean, the fact is that... you know, all the areas that we don't sleep in are done. Mm-hmm. But as far as the bedroom, that's where everything is kind of coagulated.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And you throw the baby in on top of that, and that's what we do. We actually throw the baby in.
He's a bouncing baby boy.
That's the way that works. And once we do, then... Oscar, I'm ready for you to, you know, say I envy you and jealous and all that.
Yeah.
But now, you know, this is just up to our asses in boxes and doing that. And don't even have time to take the little hounds out on a regular basis. And imagine my pure delight when I came in from running some errands yesterday, went in to the master bathroom and opened the shower door to see that's where. No, actually, we didn't. The shower door was open.
Ah.
And that's where Frankie.
No.
That's where Frankie chose to leave his little gift for us.
Oh my God.
It was wonderful.
In the shower?
In the shower.
Oh, man.
And now when I say we didn't have time to, we do. We actually have been walking the dogs religiously.
We? Or Carla?
We.
Okay.
And Frankie had gone out with me in the morning, and Frankie had left his little skinny baby Tootsie Rolls, which Daddy has to reach down, which really, to me, is, you know, I wish the stuff would wash away
in
the
rain. You can just do the fake lift.
No, you don't. Not in this neighborhood.
Grab blades of grass, and then you, like, shove them in the plastic bag.
You have identified.
A pine cone, maybe.
You have identified.
Pine cone.
The number one bitch of people down here. There are letters written about it.
Oh, there are
emails circulated about it. Well, they don't have anything else to complain about.
Right.
I mean, what are they going to complain? Their London broil was medium instead of medium rare? They have nothing left to bitch at, so that's what they bitch at. You know, it has come to my attention that several people who are walking their dogs are not properly disposing of the poo. And really,
are they blaming the dogs or the people for the
they're
poo?
They're blaming the people,
the walkers
that don't do it.
I
will tell you, you know, I had a nice backyard deal with Frankie and Beluga where, you know, the Manassas drill consisted of opening up the door, standing on the deck, and letting the dogs go do their business.
You let the rain do the cleanup.
I let the rain do and let Mother Nature take its course.
Let
the grass is what I do.
Circle of life, Mike.
We could never play a flag football game out there.
No.
Too messy. You know,
as a matter of fact, I always wondered why Frankie and Beluga would not go in the wintertime when there'd be a little layer of snow. They like their little naked grass to drop their little Tootsie Rolls all over the yard. You just don't realize the sheer volume of defecation that a dog lays
Show
out
title.
On the world. Not when you pick it up, when you look in the barrel that you've had to drop 40 of these in by trash day. And, you know, even when you tie the little knot in the poopy bag, there is the bouquet, and
of
when
course.
We had an 89-degree day the other day, and you lift that up, and it's just...
Yeah, it's bad. Now let me ask: do you have the cool thing with the leash that has the poop bag dispenser built in?
No, that's a useless product.
No, I love it. Are you kidding? Because every time you're walking, you always have a poop bag ready to go.
Yeah, but it's just a question of ripping one off. I ripped two off. One for Daddy Moves Slow, Beluga, and then the other one for the Mad Pooper, Frankie. And I have them in each pocket, and I do it that way.
Okay,
Rob, what I would need would be something that. When you pick up the dog's excrement.
Yes, the feces.
And you have it, something that would seal it quickly and easily. As it works now.
The poop
and this
saver.
Is, for anybody that's ever done this with a dog, you know what I'm talking about. This is probably grossing out everybody else. But the fact is, you reach down, you take the bag inside out, you reach down, you pick up the dog's warm, steaming poo.
That's the problem.
And then you pull it back in and you fold the bag up, hopefully not brushing the sides as you're doing that.
Oh, God.
And then what you have to do is you have to do the kind of El Cheapo thing you would do in a grocery store when you don't have a twist tie.
Yes.
Which is tie the, is that the way you do it, Rob?
Yeah, that's how you have to do it. And I think that's how
with
it's designed.
With a little knot.
But what you've done is you've actually.
I think the Ziploc technology is needed for these
but no,
bags.
You see, the problem there is you've touched on the main problem in your description. It's the picking it up with the tissue paper thinness of plastic between you and the solid refuse. And, you know,
you feel the warm.
People have things they like and people have things they dislike. I'm just not into that.
You feel the warm.
You feel the warm, Mike.
That's the worst
And you
part.
Know what? Sometimes there's give.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes
and that's
really
the worst.
Good.
And sometimes, you know, even if you grab it, you might leave a little behind on a blade of grass.
Oh, my God. You feel the blade of grass as the poop, you know, wants to adhere to it.
What about this?
This is like Walt Whitman's worst poem ever.
For people that have picked dog poop up, they're loving this segment.
The last, I say, year of the Black Lab's life, right? I was working in Fairfax. The dog was in Alney. My mom was working all the time, so I'd go home and visit him. My mom used to have a Christmas tree with the fake pine cones on it. I took two pine cones with me at all times when I went and walked Biscayne, my black lab. And I would use the fake pine cones and put them in the bag so it looked like I put something in because you can't always find a pine cone, right?
He's like Doug Henning.
So you take that out and everybody would, people would look out their windows, you know, and I'd pick up, I looked like I was picking up because I put something in the bag. They didn't know it was a fake pine cone. And then I was all right. No one ever gave me S.
You know,
because you lived in a neighborhood where. You could keep walking and walking and walking.
Yeah, I just keep walking.
But you could keep walking, and no one would have any clue who it was. Here, it's not like they're going to be able to sleuth out the individual homeowner, but here you saw the size of Cocoon Land.
Yeah.
And the fact is, in Cocoon Land, you know, it's just you'd get busted. I know I would get busted out. Carla says I'm too obsessed with what the neighbors think.
Yeah,
anyway,
who cares? You know what, Mike, to be fair, you've paid into that neighborhood for so many years and not lived there. You're owed.
And besides, aren't you the young?
Leave the crap on the grass.
You're the youngster. They're all going to be gone before
you.
You
can take down any of those old fogies.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just a process.
What are they
going to
fine you?
Frankly, you're not pooping.
You know, to be honest with you, I like to keep the neighborhood clean. I take a little pride down here. Maybe it's because I'm 50. I'm going to be 55, and I'm starting to live the lifestyle.
And
I think
also,
that's what it is.
Be honest, Mike. This is the first step to becoming the council president.
Yeah. Don't do it, Mike.
My career
I have a
in
suggestion.
Politics. Yes, Cappy.
What about walking the dogs and carrying the diaper genie?
Oh,
that would seal it
those
up.
Those bags.
You know what? I've got
Genie
another
bags.
Idea, Cappy. Uh-oh. Why don't I walk the dogs, carry the diaper genie, and then I could like strap a couple of televisions on my back.
That sounds
as well.
Good. That sounds
maybe,
like
and,
fun.
And then I could kick like a 25-pound weight in my other hand,
Mike.
And then I could. I don't want to carry a diaper genie for
but
God's sake.
Could the little bags go into the diaper genie when you come home?
Ooh.
You know that is.
That's
you know
what? That is a solution.
Hold on. Okay, Cappy, I apologize. And Rob Spiewak, that is, see?
Yeah,
this
but
is
Rob
the way
saved
a great
it.
This is the way a great idea is born.
It is.
That's exactly what I do.
Oh, we will call this
my God.
The feces genie.
Rob, you could have sold that. You could have invented it.
I tell you
and
what, Mike,
sold it.
You can have it, but Todd can't have it.
Well,
because when I give
it.
An idea to Todd, he always poo-poos it. So to speak.
Use the diaper.
It's the Tootsie genie.
Get an extra diaper genie for the poop.
Thank you.
That's probably
you
what
much.
I'll do.
And keep it in the garage. Do you have a huge garage?
Oh, keep it in the guest room.
I don't have a keep it in the guest room.
Hey, what's this?
Hey. Tootsie
rolls.
How'd you sleep, Jimmy? I was a little tired.
I kept smelling stuff.
I think I've got gas.
I smelled something last night. What was that? But, you know, Frankie's choice to welcome us to Florida of going actually taking the initiative to go inside of the stand-up shower to do that. And
do you think you mentioned that it's a shower door or a shower curtain?
It's a door.
Did you leave it open? There is no way he had the wherewithal, strength, or intelligence to open the door himself.
If he did that, I would put him on some sort of Animal Planet
I was gonna say,
cult show.
Something hosted by J.B. James Brown.
Because Rob, strength has nothing to do with it. How would he get to the level of where the handle is?
He would jump, or he could use his dew claw.
His dew claw. The doggy's dew claw.
That's what you need.
Cappy, I might take Rob up. That's a pretty good idea about the diaper genie.
You just need an extra one, yeah.
Yeah.
Or why even an extra one? Use the same one.
You've got two.
Just, I'm just shocked that Ms. Pfeiffer, whose animals that she normally deals with, you know, handling their excrement requires a shovel.
Yeah, and a snow shovel at that.
A snow shovel with that, because you're used to the horses that, you know, that leave behind.
Ten
things.
Times
Isn't
that
a right?
day. They poop ten times a day.
Do they poop 10 times
yeah.
a day?
Oh, yeah, my it's God, all that running.
Yeah. Wow.
It's all the roughage.
It's like working with Sean Hall.
Come on now.
That's I take that back.
That's not. That's
I don't know why. Can we take a break? I withdraw the remark.
I've got some pop culture recommendations, something that I think we need to stop listening to, and also a television show that's coming up that I want everybody to pay attention to, and also a brand new game. It's not really a game. It's for the guys in the studio.
Yay.
Guess my next door neighbor's age. Yes, sir. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Stamps.com. The post office is always crowded, always. And, you know, I send a lot of stuff out. Oscar Santana sends more stuff out than anybody else. And that is why you are a turbo fan of Stamps.com. Isn't that right, Mr. Santana?
I love it simply because, especially if you run a small business, or maybe you have an eBay store, right? For example, you have an eBay store. Even if you sell something once or twice a month, you don't have to do anything but package it in your home, process the postage right in your home off your desktop computer or your laptop, wherever you want. That's the beauty of it. It's the convenience of it. You can do it right there. You don't have to go anywhere. The postman comes and picks it up with the rest of your mail. You're good to go.
Even Wednesday Oscar agrees, Mike. Put a value on your time. Your time is too valuable to be standing in line at the post office.
With Stamps.com, you can access all of the services of the post office right from your desk. Use your own computer and printer, then hand it to your mailman. It's that easy. We have used Stamps.com for months, and we love it. You'll save money, and even better, you'll save valuable time. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone to use our code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Remember Stamps.com and enter TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again.
Mike,
welcome back to the show. Yes, Oscar
just quickly,
Santana.
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier, but I was on the phone with the customer service from Stamps because we're actually sending out a bunch of stuff for Big O and Dukes. And
yes.
Big O and Dukes, and we use the Stamps.com account.
What are you sending out for them? T-shirts again? Or
we have some T-shirts we're sending out. And I was sitting there, and I said, well, this is the easiest thing in the world to use because you can call somebody, and you're good to go.
It is.
Yes, it is. It is fantastic.
The customer service is a 10.
What? Rob, why are you looking at me?
Because I think that you and I might be thinking the same thing.
What are you thinking?
That there's a lot of T-shirts going out, and they're all very large sizes. And because of Stamps.com, you don't have to wait in line. It's a piece of cake.
It's a lot of.
Well, how come you send T-shirts out for that show, but you don't? But we stopped sending T-shirts out. I mean, I'm curious about that.
Well, because Mike, all of ours sold out.
His business management of Big O and Dukes, because he told me it's
Mike,
not worth
you don't like spending money. That's the truth.
That's not true at all.
Tone.
That is not
true. So if you don't
true,
like spending
do not lie,
money.
Do not lie or I'll get more in detail with my line of inquisition here. I do not mind sending out. You told
you don't
me.
You like spending
You were the one.
Money.
Hold up. Rob Spiewak. You
Mike
have to
O'Mara.
Back me up here.
Right.
Did you not? Did Oscar not come to us and say, it's not worth it to send out T-shirts?
That's a quote.
Yes.
That is a direct
quote. It's not worth it to sell t-shirts.
Did I ever say that? Did I ever initiate that?
No, you never did.
It's not.
And then you went up into the attic and you hid behind the pile of T-shirts that stayed in your attic for 4 years.
And I never once said, you know, don't send them out. Don't send. That was never my initiative.
No, that has nothing to do with it. The problem is the old faction. Well, first of all, we have about 2 T-shirts in stock at Big O and Dukes because the way that we ordered T-shirts is we would buy them on demand. So when people would order them, the person who used to order the T-shirts beforehand would buy 300 at a time.
Okay.
So
why
I said it's not worth it to buy more T-shirts is because when you have 1,200 T-shirts upstairs already, why would you buy more? That's the difference.
This is true, but I'm kind of I got to be honest with
you.
I don't, you know, follow the merchandising of Big O and Dukes.
Yeah. We're not selling the shirts, though.
You're giving them away?
Yeah, because if people bought a premium product as of last year, they would get a free T-shirt. So we actually spent money to send out the T-shirts.
So you give.
Yes, we give.
Until it hurts.
Yeah, well, again, to be fair to the Big O and Duke's family, Chad has a full-time job. Drab has a full-time job. True. I work here, so we have a little more to reinvest.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just think that I'm kind of itching for the new T-shirt.
Yeah, I would love to get rid of the 1,500 T-shirts that we currently
have. Well, that's not going to happen because I think that ship has sailed. But I like the T-shirts. I think I totally agree with you as far as a limited run.
Why would we, when I said it's not worth doing the T-shirts, I said because in the past when we would get into this conversation, I knew that we had so much in stock because the gentleman who used to order them before didn't really look at the zeros or the ones or what went into doing this.
Right. Okay. So so we had a backlog.
Oh, we had
T-shirts.
The way that side of the enterprise was run. I don't know how we stayed in business. That's how bad it was.
And another part that Oscar hasn't even brought up yet. It wasn't that we just bought the shirts in advance. We had to guess the sizes that would sell. So
a blind man made those orders.
Can I tell you? And this is a little tidbit right now. Ladies,
here.
I hit that by accident. I wanted to hit this. My favorite T-shirt, because I have been living in a lot of the Mike O'Mara Show T-shirts during the move because they're just they're the easy things to get to because everything else is packed away.
Right.
You know what my go-to is? The one that I love wearing that I thought was the greatest. And this is special because I think it was designed by a listener.
What?
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a good one. That's
I
a good one.
Love that
I can
t-shirt.
Send you some more.
Yeah. Free shipping, Mike.
I love that T-shirt.
I use the stamps.com account.
And you know what? Are you ready for the one right after that?
Yes.
The one right. What do you think the one right after that is?
I would guess Fat Baby.
Dick Queasy.
No, it's no. Dick Queasy.
Yay! That's my favorite.
Sold out of Dick Queasy.
I love the Dick Queasy shirt. My
Dick
favorite.
Queasy's shirts are fantastic. Really are. I love those T-shirts.
Do you know what shirt
and I guess
Julia
with the longest
all
show,
the
reason I go here, Oscar, is I miss this. I miss them. I miss having a little run of T-shirts. Yeah.
Well, you could definitely do a little run would be great.
A tiny run,
yes.
A limited edition,
a limited boutique run would be awesome.
Do you know what Julia wears all the time to this
what
day?
What does she wear?
The Cat 2013 shirt.
Nice. Yes.
Oh,
she loves the Cat shirt.
Have more of those if you want some as well.
Yeah,
those are big sellers. Let me tell you.
Actually, did we
sell those?
I think we sold out.
No,
of those.
We didn't.
I didn't see any of those in stock.
Yeah, well, I see them when they're in storage at Big O and Duke's.
Well, you're climbing over the pile.
Yes, I'm like, oh, we still have these.
Well, I don't mind the listeners knowing this. What was our biggest seller? What was the smash
Dick
hit? Because we had to.
Dick
Queasy.
That was the
followed by
seller.
Jack Cassidy. Right?
No.
No.
You've been lied to.
Oh no!
No,
well,
no.
I never asked.
Well,
so
let's put the logic together here. The biggest selling T-shirt from my numbers are the Mike O'Mara Show T-shirts.
The original
Mike O'Mara Show
with
T-shirts.
With the strine?
With kind of like the wings?
Yeah, because everybody can get
not
the wings.
Oh, you mean the ones with the animated?
With animated. Mm-hmm. Those are the biggest sellers.
Because the original is the one with the wings, right, Rob?
The one that had the Harley-styled logo.
Yeah, the Harley-style logo.
That was a big seller as well.
I think that might have been the first. Yeah,
that was the first one. With what we did afterwards is we would get inside jokes, and instead of printing 50 of them, and selling those, we'd order 1,000.
Sure.
Because we really just wanted to get the best price for 1,000. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen if they don't sell. So that's where we're at.
One man's inside joke, Oscar, might be another man's cornerstone of the broadcast. But I'm sorry. Tough to say that, you know.
Order 1,000.
You're referring perhaps to a character that I did on a regular basis, you son of a bitch.
No, I don't think he was talking about
that. Lousy Bolivian prick.
I loved him. I loved him.
That was, I felt, you know what?
Jack Cassidy was a good seller.
This is how you and I are similar, Mike. I took that as a dig at Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that one, I agree.
Of course.
No, I'm just kidding.
And it's funny.
Stay tuned for details for next year's Cat.
I've got a...
we kind of missed it.
Are you talking about 2015?
Yeah, we're not doing one this year because of the move.
2014? What happened?
Because of the move. We couldn't do it.
Because of my move.
We had to postpone
because
it.
Because of my move, Oscar's not going to get in his tuxedo this year.
I've been in touch with Club Tropicana, and we are going to talk about Cat 2015.
Are they holding your deposit still?
Yeah, they're rolling it over.
Okay.
So it's going to be great.
You know, you can talk all... Oh, you know, I'm diving in. Why not? You know... You can talk all you want about Club Tropicana, but I have said to you before, if you are willing to give up the open bar and the hors d'oeuvre pre-social,
right.
I think Zippers Zippers is the place that you
should
go.
You're talking out of your ass. Do you remember we had
Zippers
the same deal with the
bring you in?
We had the same deal with the Blue Parrot and what they do. Right up on the brown, they gave
also,
it to
the
us.
Dress code was no Tims, no sports jerseys.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and no logoed T-shirts.
Yeah,
it brings us full circle. Oh. We
well,
want to be able
Rob
to
Rob and I
them.
Have always argued about this. I have said Zippers the Praline Factory. That is where he needs to go. And if he doesn't,
what if
know,
we had the after party at Zippers?
Zippers might poop all over your after party if you don't use them
Mike,
as the primary venue.
Would you be opposed to doing, let's say if we did a 50 t-shirt run, and with each one of those shirts, someone got another mystery same size free excess inventory t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't mind
doing
that.
So you buy one, get one free.
And one of the shirts comes with a golden ticket.
Ah, just one.
See? Forget it.
Why forget it?
Nobody's into this.
I'm so into it.
You want golden tickets.
No, what I'm into is...
what do you want
I'm
the shirt
into,
to be?
Well, the I'm thinking the shirt the
profitable
shirt should
is
be...
Profitable is
important, yes. Profitable would be great. Cappy, thank you. Thank you very much.
And good luck with that.
And then, so let me take this opportunity to say, Cappy, I'm sorry. But anyway... I would like, perhaps, and this is because of the new move and everything...
Yeah, let's do it.
...to have a t-shirt with some sort of tropical run to
it.
You know, some sort of. We're going into spring and summer around the country, so that
what about
you know, to have kind of a
Florida
a
Mike?
No, I don't want Florida Mike.
Oh, you see, now that's tone right there. That's
now,
Wednesday
could be like,
Oscar.
It could be like those Spuds McKenzie shirts, except for the Spuds McKenzie BU.
Well,
how great would it be, Mike, to see you in a grass skirt?
Oh, you know what? You know what this son of a bitch is doing right now?
What am I doing?
No, I'm pointing at Rob.
Okay, good.
No, I'm just... Like,
yeah, that is Rob. That is Rob. That's me.
Where are you?
That's me. That's me right now. Okay. Right.
That's me,
Oscar.
That's me.
And that's the wall.
Where's right there? That's Rob?
No.
That's probably that's Oscar. Rob.
That's me. Yeah, that's definitely me.
And that's Oscar.
No, that's Pony.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's you.
Right.
That's
Mike,
Oscar.
How about you just say our name?
Okay, thank you.
What is Rob doing?
Meanwhile, I saw that image. I wanted to join the military.
Rob knows that as soon as he says Mike in a grass skirt, he knows right now. There are people right now beginning the Photoshop process.
No, that never.
There are people right now getting a picture of Wilford Brimley and putting him in a grass skirt.
Yeah, you're right. Please don't do that. Anybody.
Right. I think there will be a catchphrase that will be born of FLA, of Florida. And you know you will probably see it eventually in a t-shirt form. But Oscar, you know I mean this.
Yes.
Organics. It
organic,
comes out of our road trips.
It always does.
It comes
we
out
can
of
always do it. We just
it
can,
happens
we're
organically.
Work
but
smarter, not harder. That's what we're going to do.
That's right.
I know. Yeah, and you've done a great job getting the whole inventory mess in line, and I appreciate you doing that.
A lot of help.
And you do live that side, and so when you come in though. You know, and say, you know, we're getting stuff out there. I said, well, I want to give away some t-shirts too, you know?
Yeah, we should.
I agree.
Or more importantly, sell some at a nice profit.
That's right. Or you know what? At a slight profit. We will
at
pass the savings
profit.
Along
but this
to
is
them.
What's going
to
make you happy. When I signed up for that stamps.com account, I used the TMOS code.
There you go.
See,
very nice.
I mean, hello.
And that gets
full
back
circle,
to the very beginning.
Full circle.
And with with that sentence, the longest commercial ever in the history of the podcast.
Yes. Thank you very much, Stamps.com, for your 9-minute commercial.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they got there. I have to say that one of the t-shirts that just pops into my mind might be an RIP miracle.
Wow, but like a wrestling shirt, like a dark
shirt. Is that the one that bought the farm pony?
Yes, it is.
Miracle?
Like an Undertaker shirt. And Pony's the Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's not get too dark because, you know, we just lost the Ultimate Warrior, Mike.
Hey. That's sad. That's pretty sad.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but Pony's laughing over there at Jerk.
I'm laughing.
Stop that. That'll be in the news today. News you may not need. I want to say this, though. During the Inquisition yesterday, we asked, I think, almost every question about Pony and his sugar gliders and everything that we should have asked.
Are you going back to him?
Yeah, Carla.
Pony boy, won't you be my Pony boy?
My Pony boy!
It's Pony time! Get up!
Pony boy?
Smoke that cigarette.
Vape.
Puff, and if you smoke yourself to death.
Fun.
Time to break.
There is a segment of the audience that wants to stab you in the eye right now.
And there's some that are sending me a muffin basket.
You know,
they're all like muffins.
Pony, conversation around the O'Mara dinner table last night. Carlos, I'm not sure if we asked this or not. Mm-hmm. Carla wants to know if it was your favorite that died. Was it your favorite one that died or the non-favorite? You definitely had a favorite.
It was the favorite.
It was the favorite.
Yeah.
It was the favorite. So Little Miracle was the one that was more loving.
She was
and
the
more
angel.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But Miley's been, she's been warming up a little bit. No. But
now that she took out her competition.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's on easy street now. Meanwhile, Pony's walking around with his head down sad.
How you doing, Miley? It's just you and me now. Miracle ain't here no more. Go to Virginia Beach this weekend? So that was the question.
Help me with the olives.
Carla somehow, in a sinister way, thought you might have taken out the one that you didn't like as much.
No,
anyway,
he had a rock-solid alibi. He was 200 miles away.
He was out of town.
He was away. So how is your well-being today? How are you doing, Pony?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I've just, you know, it's sad, but, you know, you can't let it, you know, get in the rest of your life and mess you up at work or anything.
Ever forward, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oscar Santana with a question.
You know, in lieu of the recent developments in your personal life, I was kind of worried. And usually when I worry about someone, I call them. Maybe I write a nice letter, like a handwritten letter. Kind of, not really a pep talk, but inspirational. Uh-huh. I did neither of those for you. I just went on your Facebook page to see what you're posting. Because when something bad happens, usually people go to the masses and want to share with it.
Sure.
Right. And I was actually talking to Shannon yesterday, and I said, I think we have a drunk running our Ustream cameras. And I said,
oh, yeah.
And I said, well, what do you mean? I said, every post of his is about drinking. And I said, well, oh wait, he's 22. He's just drinking, you know, heavily. He's having no. Pony's 31.
I'm 30.
Okay, whatever. You're 36. And I said, as I sat there, I said, is he drinking his sorrows away every night? Is that what you're doing, Pony?
I know
Pony,
you had a good run. You had a good run on Monday night, didn't you? Because you did some posts that I can't quote it, but it was everyone should find an excuse to get with their friends and drink on Monday night.
Well, every Monday night, my friends and I gather and we drink and cook and have a good time. I mean, that's our
three-way.
Is this the cute one that lives next door to you?
Yeah, the downstairs neighbors.
The Hansons, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, the downstairs, the Hansons.
Yeah. It's right.
Sorry about the people from Slapshot?
No, not the Hanson brothers. It's Mr. and Mrs. Hanson, right?
Correct.
That's right. Why are you pulling away from the microphone?
Because I was clearing
my
throat.
Why did he delay when you asked him that? Is this the Hansons that live down there? Correct.
Because he doesn't want their secret to get out.
That's right.
I understand.
That's right.
Pony,
it's
let me
forbidden love.
Quick little drinking survey for you, okay?
Yes.
Number of nights per week that you drink?
That would be all of them.
You drink 7 nights a week?
Yeah, but not.
Hold on, wait. Let me finish. Yes. I'll get to the whole thing, whether it's a social drinking like my folks did. You overindulge how often? Do you do any binge drinking at all?
I do not.
So, how many drinks on average do you have per night?
I'll usually have just my martini, and that's generally it.
There was binging in Vegas.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Vegas, we all went out of our
minds.
Yeah,
but everybody has their own kind of perception of binging.
Right.
Because a martini in itself is a strong drink.
It's a strong drink, but if it's one strong drink.
Yeah, but that's, again, when someone... And there's really no intervention here. If Pony wants to drink, he can drink. As long as he does his job, which he's doing great, he can do it. But as I was reading his post, I said, you know, either he's sad or he's just, and he's not talking about it because he clearly isn't. I mean, he tried to talk to Rob. Rob ignored him. or he's just coping with alcohol. And I can understand that. Everybody's been through it. I've been through it, for God's sake.
Sure.
But if this is something you're just getting into on a regular basis, that's definitely something you got to look at.
Well, you know, it's not like I've started drinking any more after this.
Oh, okay. So you've always drank this way.
Yeah.
Let's go back 5 years when you were at the bike shop, arguably the happiest days of your life.
Okay.
Were you drinking bike shop? Were you drinking that much when you were at the bike shop and you had no cares in the world?
No, pretty much the day it started was when my ex-girlfriend dumped me, and there were a lot of bad things that happened at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really gone over all of that, but It started right around then.
Okay. The way
right,
you say okay. that, did we miss a
hold
meeting?
Hold on. Hold it, Rob. I'm tabling this. I'm just far too depressed.
Okay.
I'm just too depressed to continue with
Keep
this.
Keep drinking,
okay?
buddy.
We got to go to spots.
Would you, Mike, would you be happier if I played you a Jesus happy song? Christ.
Yes, please do. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. No, talk about overplayed.
Because I'm happy and I wear a stupid hat.
Jesus Christ. Turn that off. That's like Bobby McFerrin reincarnated. I hate that. I hate that song. We're going to take a break. News you may not need coming up next. And Pony, hang in there, okay?
Yes, sir.
You know we all... oh, you too. You too. Okay, great. Yeah, kill the other one. What do I care? Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, baseball, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you that, yes, I may not have been successful with my first night. I may not have been successful last night. I'm not playing a day game today. I'm playing a night game. So I haven't put my lineup out. I will take recommendations from our listeners for FanDuel.
Do you have a standing strategy? Do you like to put a lot of your money in pitching, or where do you go?
I think the fact that I'm 0-2, Rob, would indicate that I have not won yet because I don't have the proper strategy.
Well, my recommendation would be to flip your strategy.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about FanDuel.com. One day, fantasy, football, baseball leagues, everything you want. Hockey, you can do it. One day fantasy baseball is what I'm playing right now. FanDuel.com is the leader in one day fantasy baseball leagues. With FanDuel, there's no season long commitment, no upfront fees, and you can play whenever you want with a new team each day. No one has more leagues, more players, or more payouts than FanDuel. You can be the next big winner. FanDuel will pay up to $1 million a day this baseball season. I was in a league yesterday.
Right.
The guy that was the winner in the league took home $4,000.
Oh,
that
wow.
was a league. That was a league that I signed up for yesterday morning because there was day baseball, and I got into that league. The winner of it took home $4,000. You can do that too.
Wow!
Be the next big winner. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS to sign up today. Plus, use our TMOS code, and FanDuel will match every dollar you deposit, dollar for dollar, up to $200. Hurry! They've extended this offer until this Friday, so sign up today and get your piece of the $400 million pie. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy baseball leagues. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
The partying started Monday night on the UConn campus and spilled into Tuesday, and rightly so. It was in honor of the women's basketball team, which beat Notre Dame 79-58 in Nashville, Tennessee on Tuesday, capturing a record 9th national title. This is an amazing dynasty in women's basketball, college basketball. And the men's team, which beat Kentucky 60-54 in Arlington, Texas, about 23 hours earlier, capturing their 4th NCAA title. Good times in stores, my home state. Congratulations to all the Husky fans up there. Pretty nice. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but I bet it really pisses off Regis.
Yes, it does. Jesus Christ.
You want those girls to play harder, don't you, Regis?
I don't like anybody of my teams to lose. I don't care. Perhaps if they got more manly girls.
Stronger women.
That's what I'm thinking.
Early reports from the campus police showed students mostly behaving after the Tuesday night victory, with just 2 arrests before midnight, basically for being rowdy. Monday's crowd wasn't as tame, with police arresting 36 people, mostly for, shocker, alcohol-related incident.
Wow.
The man born James Brian Helwig, who earned a global following as professional wrestler, the Ultimate Warrior, died last night, according to the WWE. He was 54. TMZ reported that Helwig, who officially changed his name to Warrior in 93, collapsed outside an Arizona hotel at 5:50 p.m. while walking to his car with his wife. He was transported to a nearby hospital where he's pronounced dead. Whenever you see any of these guys go down like this at a young age, you wonder about the type of medications and the type of supplements and
so
all that.
Sad.
We'll see what happens.
Just got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, just
over the weekend,
in the
right?
Hall of Fame. Yeah. And one day after he made an appearance on WWE's Raw, that was his first appearance on the show since 1996. And Oscar, you follow the wrestling game. You have to wonder, you know, is this something that maybe was caused by something he was putting in his body to get bigger and bulkier?
The
you
sport
never know.
Is one of the roughest sports, and I call it a sport. I used to. But
sports entertainment is what
sport,
they call it.
The sport in general is one of the toughest to be a part of. And unlike the National Football League, when you get to a certain age, you don't really retire. Like, you come back, and they put you in the ring, and yeah, you're working with younger guys, but you're definitely working.
The Ultimate Warrior goes back to the WWF days, and Mike, he was on, as Oscar said, he was on Raw the night before last, and what he said when he was on, it's chilling in retrospect. I'd like to play you a little bit of it if it's cool.
Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life.
Just, it's odd in retrospect. That would have been his what he said there. And it's going to be very sad. Robert was upset to hear it as well.
It's too bad. Yeah. So our best goes out to his family as well. Now, say what you will about the Obamacare debate. I mean, everybody seems to have an opinion about it. But the thing you hear a lot from certain factions is, you know, we have the best healthcare system in the world. I offer this for your perusal. Medicare paid a tiny group of doctors $3 million or more apiece in 2012. One got nearly $21 million. I am not, that is not a misprint. $21 million. Those are among the findings of an Associated Press analysis of physician data released Wednesday by the Obama administration, part of a move to open the books on healthcare financing. I like that.
Yeah.
Topping Medicare's list was Florida ophthalmologist Solomon Melgen, whose relationship with Senator Robert Menendez made headlines last year after news broke that he had used the doctor's personal jet for trips to the Dominican Republic.
Now, are you seeing him while you're in Florida?
Oh, yeah, we'll be hanging out together.
Solomon? I thought so, yeah.
Medicare paid Melgen $20.8 million.
That's a lot of
eyeballs. Analysis found a small sliver of the more than 825,000 individual physicians in Medicare's claims database, just 344 physicians. This is a real small number of guys that are screwing people.
Wow.
They took in the top dollar of at least $3 million apiece for a total of nearly $1.5 billion. So beware, there are bad people out there. Very, very scary. NBC is launching a national talent search for comedy writers, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I gotta go, Mike.
The initiative, dubbed NBC's Comedy Playground.
Oh, for God's sake.
They will give up to 10 finalists the chance to create pilots and a formal presentation. You know what this is?
Yeah, they're screwing people.
This is the cheap.
I thought you wanted to enter. I have a great concept.
This is make the contest so you don't have to pay the regular guys that are the talented people.
I was going to enter as a whole, as a group here.
Ooh, yeah.
I was actually thinking about it yesterday. I started penning some things down.
Yeah.
We're struggling podcasters. We could be NBC's bitch. They could take advantage of us.
Dance for Fox, Mike. Remember when they had you up what's his name? Leguizamo? And he got House of Buggin'? But it's the same thing.
Oh, I don't know this story.
They
want
to make you dance and not pay you to dance.
What's House of Buggin'?
They don't pay. That's what this is all about. Wow. The fact is,
dollars?
We're going to give you this if it's successful. The bottom line with a lot of these contracts in television, if it's amazingly successful, you're going to get a payday.
Yeah.
It's risk capital your sweat equity.
It's what happens when you're just so hungry you don't realize that there's a bigger game out there.
Yes, and ultimately when you're that hungry, you're going to sign an agreement with these people that will allow them to screw you even if
it's
the show
American
is successful.
Idol.
It is.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
is.
What it is. NBC Entertainment President Jennifer Salke says the network wants to uncover original comedy minds who want an express pass into the TV industry.
That's make it easy.
That's the buzzword. Lazy.
Make it easy. Right, I'm going to write a script and I don't have to. All I have to do is stand in line and I'm famous. Yep.
That's it. NBC looking for cheap talent. That's what that is. An autopsy on Peaches Geldof. Do you know this story, Rob?
Yes. Bob Geldof's daughter. She was 24.
She it was inconclusive, and toxicology tests will be conducted in an attempt to determine who killed what killed the 25-year-old celebrity.
Forgive me. I knew she was young.
She was pronounced dead by paramedics at her home in southeast England on Monday. Kent police said a post-mortem exam had not revealed the cause, and a toxicology report could take a few weeks. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with
tragically.
That. Michael Dodge of Big Rapids, Michigan, and his wife took their grandchildren to a Walgreens on Saturday. Sounds normal enough, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
The kids were scared of the person in the bunny costume.
Oh, no.
So Michael went up and gave the Easter bunny a hug. And he just wanted to show his grandkids it wasn't scary. After that, the kids took their photo and they all left the store without any problems until Michael got a call the next morning from the cops.
Oh, my God.
Telling him that the woman in the Easter bunny costume was accusing him of groping her.
What?
Michael says it's not true. Well, groping is all in the eye of the, you know, the gropee or the groper. Like
that's
you,
true.
There's a hug, and sometimes with a hug, you can do a hug and a squeeze.
I'd love to be a gropee.
Michael says it's not true, and he's not sure why the woman is saying that. The police are investigating. The cops also told Michael he was banned from the Walgreens, and he'd be arrested if he went back there.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, there's no more information on this.
I think this girl just wants money. That's it.
It's a little strange.
There's really nowhere to go but up if you're in that suit in a Walgreens.
By any chance, when the old man approached her, did she go for his carrot?
I mean, she's hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Well, first of all, she's in a bunny costume, and it's like she's wearing like the bunny head right where it covers her whole face. He doesn't know that it's a woman, right?
No, he's going to help his grandkids. And plus, if you're a mascot, you give hugs. That's what happens.
That's what you do. And it's not rock bottom, Oscar. It's only rock bottom if it's a dirty bunny outfit.
Right. Yeah, it's just like when I did the crotch grab. What are you giving me the fast one for? We're on plenty of time here. We're doing okay, Slicky Boy, aren't we?
Well.
Are we okay?
We're 2 minutes
What's
late.
What's this? Is that for Cappy's benefit? Here's Rob. This is Rob giving me the sun. Come on, baby.
Speed it up,
it's
man.
Not.
Speed
it's
up.
Not. I was just going
you
by
know,
the
let
clock.
Me tell you a story. There was a story a long
I got
time
nothing
ago.
But time.
There was a story. Anyway, it is time for a little something. Something. Hipster alert. Hipster alert. Back in October, a guy in a thick black glasses and a fedora, he robbed two American Apparels and an Urban Outfitters in Portland. The media called him the hipster bandit or the nerdy bandit, and he's been on the loose ever since. But the cops never gave up in their quest to find him, even though sorting through all the guys in Portland with glasses and fedoras seemed like a monumental task.
God, can you imagine?
Finally, a few days ago, they caught up with him. Turns out the hipster bandit has a perfect hipster name. He's 31-year-old. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Thaddeus Lindsay Woods.
Oh, what a
what
jerk.
A jerk.
Yeah, he's he's facing first and second degree robbery charges.
Thaddeus.
He's probably also facing a lot of prison love, if you know what I mean.
Did they find him in line at a cupcake store?
These are so fresh. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, you've probably tried Hulu on your computer. Hulu Plus is so much more than that. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current season episodes of your favorite shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Mindy Project, The Daily Show, my favorite, and Saturday Night Live, which I'm catching up on with Hulu Plus. I watched the Louis C.K. episode, which, in my opinion, was one of the greatest monologues I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live.
Maybe the greatest.
And, Rob, you watched it. And
yes.
I know you did. And then it had a great, wonderful sketch, Black Jeopardy.
Awesome.
And then I was sitting there watching it, even with my good friend Jimmy, and we said, what happened to it?
It's like they turned a switch off after the Black Jeopardy sketch. It really was.
It was terrifying. It's just like we stopped being funny.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
But Louis C.K. is still a very funny guy.
Yes.
Now more than ever, there's so much more to watch. Take total control with Hulu Plus to stream these shows and thousands more as much as you want, whenever you want. Hulu Plus works on your computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own. You can even watch on your phone or iPad while on the train, at work, at the dentist, or in the bathroom.
Anywhere you want.
Can even, you can block off a day to binge. You'll also get access to original programming, and that you can't get anywhere else. Brand new shows like Deadbeat, a comedy about a pothead who talks to ghosts.
It's true.
That's fantastic. Safe home, Cappy. Binge on all 10 episodes starting April
19th. Blow, you jerk.
For only $7.99 a month, get your entertainment anytime, anywhere. Believe it or not, that joke was not about Cappy. That's just about where she's staying. Anyway, that's like a quarter a day.
Whoa.
Right now, sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click on the banner on our website. I got to get through this.
Do it.
And get 2 weeks full access completely free. That's a whole extra week more with this special offer when you sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS. So get with it. Start streaming TV right now with Hulu Plus. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today. And this is Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Real quick, before we start in the vault, I want to say hi to our good friend Officer Meg, who has a big event coming up, the third annual Officer Down Memorial Ride. That's Saturday, April 26th at 9 a.m. Lots of great stuff. I took Robert out to it last year just to see the bikes, the live music, the antique police cars. You can find all the information you need at OfficerDownMemorialRide.com. You get a free t-shirt with online registration. And remember, proceeds benefit the Officer Down Memorial page. Not many better causes than that. Please check it out, OfficerDownMemorialRide.com.
And the memorial page is really designed for people to see the officers that have fallen and the details about their lives, their families, how you can help them out. Meg runs probably the most successful ride of the year in the Washington, D.C. area. Really an incredible turnout. Get out there and support it. I wish I could be there with you, but I want everybody to know about it.
Good stuff. Remember before the show, Mike, when you said, Rob, what does it sound like when a Dutch reporter falls off a boat on live TV? You remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, that's what you said. And what happened is this is a slicky lady reporter who does a walk up and tries to sit down on the railing of a boat to do an interview. Doesn't quite make it.
Seal Kampen. Burgemeester, what is er nou zo bijzonder aan Seal Kampen?
Als je de mooiste...
Deze kant op. And what's great is they've got the microphone with the big tribble, you know, windscreen on it. The camera runs over and the mic is down at her in the water. Oh. And then, after they mic and film her, then they throw her the lifesaver. But let's hear it one more time because it's a fantastic splash.
Seal Kampen. Burgemeester, what is er nou zo bijzonder aan Seal Kampen?
Als je de mooiste...
And you can tell from the amount of time it takes for her to scream to splash, she's up pretty high.
She's up way high. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're told she's fine. On Fox and Friends, I know you love it, Mike. Heather Childers was covering the big sports story of Monday night, the big basketball championship. Let's see how she did.
Well, the UConn Huskies are the 2014 NAACP national champs.
Well done.
What a jerk.
And what's great is that based on a joke on the Saturday Night Live episode that Mike was just talking about with Bobby Moynihan when they're doing a joke about Fox and Friends. Keep in mind, this is 2 days earlier.
Well, President Obama did his best to make us all sign up for Obamacare.
And wow, it wasn't easy.
It's tough to sign up for things. I've tried for years to join the NAACP.
Ryan, why would you do that?
Well, I just love college basketball.
It's the same joke, but not in real life.
That's fantastic.
Oscar, you are not alone. Jimmy Kimmel found a montage of people memorializing Mickey Rooney, but saying this.
Andy Rooney, the pint-sized actor who was a giant on stage and screen, has died.
We're going to look back at actor Andy Rooney's career.
Much more on the passing of Andy Rooney.
Loved Andy Rooney.
So it was the Andy Rooney movies that he made his mark?
Wow. Andy Rooney received an Academy Award.
Those are some great old movies with Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney was 93 years old.
Oh, my God.
You know, I grew up with Andy Rooney.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Again, Andy Rooney was 93.
Andy Rooney dies. Oh. Oh my.
And it goes on and on. Wow. That is really great reporting.
That's incredible.
Now, baby Michael's not talking yet.
Not yet.
No, but when you get him to talk, one of the first things you'll ask him to say is thank you.
It's very, I want to teach him please and thank you. It's a priority for Carl and I.
Be very careful that he doesn't do it the way baby Lloyd does.
Hey, Froggy, a big kiss. Mwah. And Froggy says, thank you.
F*** you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
F*** you.
And he's very insistent about it.
Rob, can I make a request?
Yeah, I was going to.
Can we keep that around for the bonus hour this week?
Oh, uncensored, good. You bet.
And please, please have that for us.
And you, Mike, mentioned you mentioned marijuana, and you know they're still trying to get it legalized.
This is kind of cool. Today, more than 100 advocates came to Washington to lobby for the legalization of marijuana for medicinal purposes. While another 10,000 marijuana advocates thought it was next Tuesday. Oh, man. So bummed out.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Cappy, we love you. We will see you hopefully back here tomorrow
as
well.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
That's Cappy Pfeiffer, everybody. She's such a wonderful supporter of everything we do. We will be back with a brand new show tomorrow. And don't forget, a wonderful bonus hour coming up this week. For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our Sugar Glider Wrangler himself, Matt Bloom, at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. All correspondence for the show should be sent to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Remember, the E-Voice hotline open at 800-440-8167. That's it. Mike O'Mara for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.